At the start of this body scan practice, please make sure that you are warm and comfortable. And we're going to give ourselves just a minute or two to settle into our chosen posture. To become accustomed to that posture, whether it's lying on the floor or sitting. And allowing ourselves to be aware of how it feels to be here right now, the sounds that surround us, releasing any tension, any stress that we may have in our body. Allowing ourselves to sink downwards as best we can to release that tension and stress and come to rest, whether we're sitting or whether we're lying. Becoming aware also of our breathing, flow of the air, the movements of breathing, allowing ourselves to feel just as it is right now. Moment or two, I'm going to invite you to begin scanning through your body. And of course, in a body scan, we're allowing ourselves to be aware of all of the sensations that are present. Encounter very strong sensations to which our awareness seems to be very much drawn. And there may be very slight, almost insignificant sensations which we're hardly aware of at all. And also when we're doing a body scan, being aware what our mind is doing, how our mind is processing the sensations that are present, how it may be passing judgment, maybe wanting to identify and find reasons for whatever we're experiencing. And what we're seeking in this body scan is to find sense of dynamic balance between all of the sensations we're experiencing, the processing that the mind is undertaking, and our innate desire to find security and stability in things that are basically impermanent and always changing. So allowing our awareness right now to move down the body, right down the legs and into the feet and the toes. Allowing awareness, our attention if you wish, to be as soft and as open as we can. And allowing it to move around the feet. Not necessarily seeking out sensation, but simply being drawn to where sensation is arising. Adopting an attitude of interest and curiosity to every sensation, irrespective of what it is, or the judgments that our minds may be making. Awareness moving around the toes and the feet, the soles of the feet, the heels of the feet, the top of the feet, then moving into the ankles. And at our own pace, into the calves and the shins. Maybe noticing how our experience of sensation may be affected by any memories that arise from this part of the body. Allowing awareness to flow. Moving around and through and coming into the knees. noticing any desire for things to be different than they are right now. Perhaps wishing some sensations away whilst clinging on to others. And contemplating the balance that there is between sensations that are wanted and sensations that are not wanted. So moving awareness up the legs, into the thighs, moving right up to the hips, moving around the skin, through the muscles, noticing any sense of tightness or tension in the muscles, any sense of holding in the body. Coming into the pelvis, allowing awareness to move around from the back of the pelvis, where it's resting against the chair or the floor, round to the front, through the bones and the joints and the internal organs. Noticing the mind's reactions to the sensations we're experiencing. Then continuing to scan through the body, into the lower part of the back, into the abdomen, everything below the rib cage. Feeling whatever's there, internally, externally, noticing what's arising, feeling our reactions and responses, feeling our judgments. And into the chest. allowing awareness to move around the ribcage and the shoulder blades. Right into the lungs and the heart. Feeling the breath. Feeling the heartbeat. Taking our time to feel and to notice. To really appreciate the experience of our bodies, and the way the mind processes that experience. And moving into the shoulders. The skin over the shoulders, the muscles, the joints. Again, perhaps being aware of any tension in the shoulders, any sense of holding. Any sense of wanting. Before allowing awareness to move right down the arms, and into the hands and into the fingers. Noticing how our hands and fingers are feeling, whether they are relaxed or tight, holding or grasping in any way. Noticing that because our hands and fingers are so sensitive, how our mind is always wanting to make sense of whatever we're experiencing through our hands and our fingers. Much of our interaction with the outside world, the world external to us, is through our hands and our fingers. It's quite natural that much of the way we feel about ourselves or the way we feel about what's happening to us is expressed through our hands and our fingers. So paying attention right now, allowing awareness to go deeply into the hands and the fingers and into the wrists. Noticing exactly what's there right now and how we are feeling about that experience. Slowly allowing awareness now to move back up the arms into the forearms and the elbows. Into the upper arms. Back once again. Into the shoulders. Noticing if anything has changed. Before moving into the neck. Up to the chin. And the back of the head. Very gradually, allowing awareness to move to the ears and the skin around the ears. Before beginning to come to the face. And again, allowing awareness to move where it will, softly and gently moving around the face, perhaps being drawn to one particular part of the face before moving on. And again, because our face is so important in to the manner in which we communicate with the world external to us, noticing how the mind is responding and reacting to awareness of the face, to the sensations that are present. Maybe there are very strong memories and associations that the mind draws. Between sensations in the face, our current experience, and our memories of the past. In finding a balance between our current experience and the mind with all its processing of the past and the future, we're open to everything. Letting go in any sense of shutting out or closing down. And so as we're coming to the end of this practice, allowing awareness once again to expand throughout the body, so that whether we are sitting or lying here, we're aware of all of the sensations that are arising in every moment. Sensations in the body arising just like thoughts in the mind. Arising and dissipating, coming and going. Letting go as best we can of any desire to make sense of our experience in this moment. Or to want things to be different than they actually are right now. Being with the breath, being with the body, being with the mind, resting with the whole of our experience.